Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code?
07945.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
My first name is Andy. My last name is Von Allock. Can you tell me what company is this?
I'm looking for an account with that information. Thank you.
Can you tell me what company I'm calling?
My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, sir, for me to be able to see who you have services with. I need to finish trying to locate an account, sir. You said that was 07545 for that
No,
zip code.
07945.
My apologies, 07945. Okay. Thank you, sir, for correcting that. And that was Andy and last name.
V as in Victor, O-N, space, capital A, U-L-O-C-K.
Okay, hold up the account with that name. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address, please, for me?
339 Pleasant Valley Road, Mendham, New Jersey, 07945. 335, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, I'm pulled up the account with that information. Okay, sir, I'm looking over the account. And I do see that this is in regards to the membership for the discount savings store. You selected the backpack as the gift for signing up for the membership. You were going to be billed the actual membership fee 4 days later, or sorry, 5 days later after initially signing up. I do see you also selected the fitness app. After 30 days, you're going to be billed the membership fee for that. How can
yeah,
I help
no.
you with this?
I never signed up for, I never, the only thing I did was respond to an email that said through Dick's Sporting Goods, I had won a cooler backpack that I had yet to receive, and that all I had to do was pay shipping, which was the $6.95. And I'm getting miscellaneous charges on my credit card. I never signed up for anything else other than replying to that email and offering my shipping expenses. And nothing, and that's all I ever got, was a confirmation. Are you still there?
I'm here, sir. I'm listening.
Yeah, so something's happening to the line. And I never got the backpack, and I never signed up for anything other than getting the backpack and paying the shipping charges. And the only thing I had was a confirmation email receipt that I paid the charges for the shipping. And who is the company that's trying to put charges on my card without my consent?
Okay, sir. So did you authorize initial gift of the backpack for the $6.95, sir?
Yeah.
So when you authorized that, you also selected the
No, I didn't
fitness
select
app
anything
membership,
other than
sir. That was going with that, sir. That was
other...
a 30-day trial. That's why you're being billed the $39.95 regarding the membership for the discount savings store. That was stated after that initial 5 days. If you didn't call back and cancel, you'd be billed that. What I can go ahead and do is get it canceled out, sir, regarding a refund you're requesting. I will speak to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding a refund. Please stand in line.
Can you tell me the name of the company that is doing this, please?
Your account was with the discount club, sir. That's with the discount savings store. Is who the discounts club's with. It's the online store, sir.
And where am I being sent some sort of receipt for any of these authorizations?
Okay, sir, it would have been sent to your email, as well as the $100 gift card for that membership, for the discounts club membership.
Yeah, no, I never did any of that, and I don't get it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and see what I can do regarding a refund. As a courtesy refund, please stand in line.
Okay.
And I'm still here, sir. I went and spoke with my supervisor, was able to get them to approve a 35% refund for the memberships for you, sir.
A 35% refund.
Correct, sir. I can go ahead and apply it to the membership for the $39.95 for you, sir. And
I don't want any membership, and I never authorized it.
Okay.
I don't want any membership associated with my card, so the first thing I need you to do is discontinue any memberships that were authorized by the fact that I was supposed to be receiving an item that I paid shipping for, because I never authorized anything else. So the first thing I need is no memberships. Can you do that? Can you send me an email regarding all this and make sure that I actually get it?
Okay, sir. What I can, we'll go ahead and do is I will go ahead and apply today a 50% courtesy refund back to your account, sir, but that would be the most I can do, sir, as those charges are valid charges.
They may be valid in your mind, but in my mind, they're not valid at all. And you guys are ripping people off. And maybe it's not you because you're sitting in a call center, but this company is definitely ripping people off and taking their hard-earned money and not even letting people know what they're doing. And now it's a month later and charges show up on a card and there's no ability to do anything other than call you guys in a call center and pray that some of this money comes back. And that's just wrong. And should be illegal. It probably is.
Again, sir, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order you were signing up for a membership, sir. I always recommend the customers to thoroughly read those terms and conditions, sir. I will, though, speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do regarding a courtesy refund, sir. I do recommend in the future when you place orders online that you thoroughly read those terms and conditions as it does provide you with what you're ordering. But please stay on the line and I'll see if there's anything more we can do for you as today is a courtesy refund. Thank you for your patience. Okay, so I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor, was able to get them to approve a full refund for the December charges. Those were the most recent charges we can do a full refund on, sir. That'd be as a one-time courtesy for you today.
All right. And I want to make sure that there's no more memberships associated with my card.
No, sir, I've canceled the account out, sir. Give me a moment while I get your refunds issued. Still here working on the refund.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just working on your refund now. I've got one of them issued. I'm getting the other one issued. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm working on your refund.
Okay.
Okay. So the account has been canceled out and the refunds have been issued. You ready for your confirmation number, sir?
Sure.
Hello, sir. Are you ready for your confirmation number?
Sure.
Okay. It's going to be $39.95 is your first refund amount. And that confirmation number is 78722-01722.
Okay.
Your next refund amount is going to be for the $68.89, and that is a full refund as well, sir. And that confirmation number is 785-624-7776. Okay, so your refunds will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, have a good day then. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and I really hope you have a very wonderful day. Bye-bye.